Rabbanim Birshus Rosh Yeshiva. We're on page 18. We're up to Sif Mem Gimel. We have two very important topics to talk about, very halacha l'mais in terms of Birkas Kohanim. Let's start off with the din in Sif Mem Gimel, Birkas Kohanim Bishas Avelus. Okay, we know from Yitzchak Avinu, we see in the Torah, Yitzchak Avinu only wanted to transfer his bracha, and being Baruch Hashem Yaakov, to Yaakov, only through Simcha, and therefore he asked to bring him from food to eat first, only through Simcha. And therefore, based on the Mordechai writes that we do not do Birkas Kohanim B'Shas Avelus. Because the Kohen is not B'Simcha, and therefore he cannot transfer the transformation of the Bracha, can only be done through Simcha. Says the Mechaber over here, Achar Shivas Yimei Avelus, no say Kappa. However, the Mechaber paskins that even, yes, an Avel does not do Birkas Kohanim, he paskins like the Rishonim that hold, that's only during the first 7 days of the Avelus, only during the Shiva Mamish. Afterwards, for the Yud Beis Chodesh, for a father and mother, they would go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. However, the problem is still, the Rishonim are the ones who brought this up with no Megamara like says like this. So what are they going to do? At the end of the day, it's still a mitzvah assay to do Birkas Kohanim. How can we mevatel their mitzvah assay just because we say that it has to be done B'Simcha? So therefore, the Mechaber paskins over there, he brought down in the Beis Yosef, that Mordechai mentions it also, that he has to leave the shul before they call Kohanim. Or for that matter, as the Mr. Burr points out over here, before they get to Ritzei, where the Birkas Kohanim starts, the Kohen already has to leave the shul in order not to mevatel his mitzvah assay. Says like this: The Kohen has to leave the shul before he calls out. Kohanim. And as Mr. Bro points out, as he just mentioned over here, he actually should go out before Ritzei. Fine. So that is the shita of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah points out over here: Yeshomrim he passes mamish like the Mordechai. Yeshomrim the calls man havelus afilu ad yud beis chodesh al aviv yal imo eino no seas kap of the Ramah paskins like the sheet of the Mordechai that all 12 months on a father or mother, or for that matter 30 days for Shara Velim, they would not go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. And the Ramah takes this very seriously, that the Birkas Kohanim has to be done b'simcha, and therefore all the days of Avelus they do not do Birkas Kohanim. Okay, so that is the din of Avelus. However, the different minhagim developed after the Shulchan Aruch, Marina Ravina of Nevinzal over here, in Dibur Masl Yetzei, and also in Simen Kufchav Aleph, we saw it in Hilchas Tefillah also. Over there in Simen Kufchav Aleph, Nevinzal brings out also that there are actually three different minhagim on what to do. He says over here, Yesh Gimel Minhagim, Yesh Shalom Nosim Kapayim Klau. This is in terms of during the Shiva itself. In terms, we'll get to Halach Lamais in terms of Yud Beis Chodesh, but in terms of during the 7 days of Avelus, what are the three minhagim? One is that Yesh Lo Nosim Kapayim Klal, that those are annoying, that no one does Birkas Kohanim, there's no Birkas Kohanim in a Beis Ha'avel. The Yesh Rak HaVelim Lo Nosim Kapayim. Oh, so then we'll get to it in a second. That's in Simen Kuf Chaval, and therefore it's true. And then also they would not say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu according to this also, because Birkas Kohanim is Mevatel in Beis Ha'avel. However, Yesh Rak Avilim Lo Nosim Kapayim. Huh? So the first Mishnah Berurah. The Yesh, the second Mishnah, Rak Avilim Lo Nosim Kapayim. There is Birkas Kohanim in the Beis Ha'avel. What happens though if the Kohanim are Avilim? They leave before Ritzei in order that they could go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. And that is the sheet of the Mechaber over here. The Mechaber says during the Shivas Yimei Avilus, the Kohanim Yetzei. So therefore the Avilim are going to go out. That's the Minhag of the Mechaber. The Yesh Afilu Ha'avel no say Kapav, and this is Alpi Minhag Yagra, and that is the Minhag over here in Yerushalayim, is that people that Kohanim even betoch Shivas Yimei Avelus will do Birkas Kohanim, like the third Minhag over here, and therefore you'll see even amongst Ashkenazim over here in Yerushalayim, not only will they say Birkas Kohanim the Beis Avel, but the Kohanim themselves will do Birkas Kohanim, like this third minhag over here, that the Avel is no say as Kapav. They go after like the Mikra to Dinah. So therefore, that is the different minhagim in Chutz La'aretz. They're mostly noeg like the Ramah. They not only do the Kohanim not do Birkas Kohanim during the Shivas Yimei Avelus. However, many people have the minhag not to do Birkas Kohanim all Yud Beis Chodesh. And so you're not me, we'll see you next time in terms of the Shalosh Regalim when they do Birkas Kohanim. However, they will not do all Yud Beis Chodesh. They will not go to the Duch and they'll leave before Ritzei. However, here in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, The minhag is that even during Shivas Yimei Avelos, they will go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. In other places in Eretz Yisrael, there are different minhagim on what to do. So different depending on one's minhag, that is what they're going to do. Once again, the Svardim, though, they are knowing, like the Mechaber over here, that there is Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaAvel. However, the Avelim are going to go ahead and leave. Now, like Rosh Hashiva pointed out, in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sikkot and Vav, and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal over there in the Hara, they both point out over here, Elokeinu Elokeinu Hoseinu is going to go according to this minhag also. If Elokeinu Elokeinu Hoseinu, they don't say Birkas Kohanim at all, those are not going to be Elokeinu Elokeinu Hoseinu. If there is, then they will say Elokeinu Elokeinu Hoseinu. And in terms of, Rav Nevensal points out, that even if their minhag is to say Birkas Kohanim, even if Kohanim do say Birkas Kohanim, if the Kohen is the Chazen, he shouldn't. Well, he's not. Usually, the Kohen is the Chazen. He's going to go up and do Birkas Kohanim. But even if the Kohen is not the Chazen, if it's Yisrael is the Chazen, he's the Yisrael is an Avel or a Levi is an Avel. The minhag is they do not call you Baruch Hashem Yishmerach since they're Aser B'Divrei Torah, and therefore over here you don't really. They don't have to go ahead and do it. You can have someone else do it. So some of the minhag is someone else will call out Yivarach Hashem Yishmerach since they're the ones that are not amongst the Avel. So that is the minhag in terms of that. The one thing is though, even though the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says to do it, not to do Birkas Kohanim during Yud Beis Chodesh, and it seems to be the minhag of Ashkenaz outside of for sure Yerushalayim, perhaps even all of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah does point out in Siman Kuf Siv Katan Kuf Nun Tes after he says that the same din who adin kol shloshim ashar krovim shemuchuiv disabel lehem. Also for shar krovim, if a brother Chas Shalom dies or a son dies, whatever it might be. So during the shloshim, they will not say Birkas Kohanim. However, he says v'im ein sham beis kenesis shnei kohanim acherim. If there's not going to be in the shul, not only one kohen, but there won't be two kohanim in the shul. Chutz mi'avel mutter la'avel lisa kap of toch yud beis chodesh al avi imo otoch shloshim al shar krovim. Over here within the yud beis chodesh, it's mash over here, not during the shiva, but after the shiva, during the yud beis chodesh of the shloshim of the shar krovim. Then, if there's not two kohanim, which we saw, that perhaps it's only derais, if there's two kohanim, then it's better for the kohen, who's an aval, to go up to the duchen in that case, and go ahead and duchen. So that's one din that is totally on simcha. A second din brought down over here in the... That's Sif Mem Gimel. Okay, v'chein no'agim v'dis'elo, the Ramah points out, that's the Sif Mem Gimel. Now moving on to Sif Men Dal. The Beis Yosef over there discusses two different dinim over here in Sif Mem Dalet in the Beis Yosef. First, he brings down, based on some Rishonim that wanted to say that there's a minhag that Kohanim who are not married should not do Nesias Kapayim. Once again, Ashari below Isha, Shori below Simcha. And therefore, once again, based on that there's now Simcha without an Isha, therefore, as a single Kohen, should not do Birkas Kohanim. The Beis Yosef rejects this Shita over here very, very strongly. He does not agree with this Shita. He brings it down. The Shita that holds they do not do it is, once again, the Mordechai, the Kohen Panui, Einu Nosei Eskapoiv, Ki Ashuri below Isha, Shori below Simcha. But then he brings on the Rashba that completely disagrees. And therefore, the Mechaber Paskins over here, Kohen Afal Pishu Panui, Nosei Eskapov, even though So the Rashba disagrees, and that's on the Mechaber Paskins over Kohen Afal Pishu Panui, Nosei Eskapov, even though he is not married, he still does Niskias Kapain. However, once again, over here, the Ramah brings down the other sheet of Yeshomrim De'ena Nosei Kapav. There are those who say that a single person does not go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. Da Sharui below Sirisha, Sharui below Simcha. V'hamivarech Yesh Lo Lios B'Simcha. Once again, however, over here, the Ramah Paskins Lekula V'Nagu Shenosei Kapav. The meaning is that the Kohanim, just like the Mechabra, they do Nesias Kapayim, Afal Pisha, Einu Nosei, even though they are not married. Umiko Makom Arotza Shelo Lisa Kapav Eimochim Yada Over. Since there is the Shita of the Mordechai, they have to be Simcha, someone who wants to rely on the Mordechai, and not to Nesias Kapayim, they have what to do, they have what to rely on, and you should not be Mocha Biyadu. Rak Shaloya Basic Nasis Beshashi Kore Kohanim, Or Orim Lahemli Tolyadayim, so long as they're not there when they go ahead and they call a Kohanim, or when they're supposed to wash it yasad dayim. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samach Gimel says, Bemis Tzarech Latzeis Bebirkas Ritzei. Really, they have to go out Ori in the Bracha of Ritzei before Ritzei in order not to even start with the Avoda in the Beis Knesset. So Lemaisa, both Sfardim and Ashkenaz in the Minig is that a single person does do Birkas Kohanim. An Ashkenazic man who is not married feels that he doesn't want to do Birkas Kohanim. He has what to be Somechan and Ein Mochin Biyad. And then you get to the biggest din over here. Okay? And that is why is the minhag that people do not do Birkas Kohanim in Chutzarts? Why is the minhag developed that they don't do Birkas Kohanim in Chutzarts, at least amongst the Ashkenazim? So once again, the Beis Yosef discusses over there. He brings down the shita of the Shu't Ma'aril. The Shu't Ma'aril says, very interestingly, he says the reason why the minhag developed in Chutzarts not to do Birkas Kohanim, listen to this, is because that the minhag of Kohanim was to go to the mikvah before doing Birkas Kohanim. They should have mikvah before Birkas Kohanim. And therefore, the Ma'aril writes, in the winter in Europe it was so freezing cold that you couldn't expect the Kohanim to go to the mikvah before Birkas Kohanim. So therefore, developed the minhag that they would only do Birkas Kohanim 3 times a year. They would do it, Shlosh Regalim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They would go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim and not the rest of the year. That is what the Shu't Ma'aril says is where the minhag came from. The Beis Yosef over here is very not happy with this minhag. And he says over here, like many times in halacha, that seems like a very beautiful thing to do, go to the mikvah before Nesias Kapayim. However, that's a chumrah ba'alma. That's a chumrah to do, go to the mikvah. So says the Beis Yosef, very logically, we're going to take this chumrah and flip a whole din and turn it out into a kula. Okay, we're going to be makbid, but I want to do Birkas Kohanim b'kedusha. That's a very beautiful idea. However, to mevatel the mitzvahs asay of Birkas Kohanim every day because of this, that's not logical, says the Beis Yosef. And therefore, he says that this is not a good minhag. And therefore, he ends off the Beis Yosef's v'yasher kocham shal b'nei Yeretz Yisrael, yasher koch for b'nei Yeretz Yisrael, v'chol malchus mitzrayim shenosim kapeim b'chol yom, v'einam tov lim nesias kabayim. Yasher Koach to the Eretz Yisrael, and it's a sign that they do Birkas Kohanim every day, and okay, they don't go to the mikvah every day, very, very fine. And therefore, that's what the Beis Yosef comes out over here, and that's why the Beis Yosef doesn't even bring it down over here in Shulchan Aruch. He does not mention anything about not doing Birkas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz, and that is why the Minhag of Svardim in all places, Bein B'Chutz La'aretz, Bein Eretz Yisrael, is to do Nesias Kapayim every day. However, comes in the Darkei Moshe on that Beis Yosef, and says the Darkei Moshe, going on over, that's not the real reason. He says he brought the tuffle reason. Vani Omer says the Darkei Moshe. Ki atam shechashu heim l'tuffle hu ikar. The reason why they brought is the real reason is only tuffle. It's only a subordinate reason. But really the ikar is ki machlas bitl malacha la'am shebe'elu aratzo she'akonim v'am trudim v'michiasan v'golosa. They're so worried about their parnasa every day. They're constantly working on their parnasa. Therefore, they don't live in simcha and chutzlaretz. Therefore, any day that there's no bitl malacha, that's why they don't do Nesias Kapayim, because they're constantly worried about their panasa, and once again, they're shari below simcha. Once again, this is the Ramah, Lishitaso. Just like the Ramah, Paskin by Avil, Yud Beis Chodesh, Imamish have to be simcha, even though you can mechalik between an Avil and being torod on your parnasa. But nevertheless, the Ramah says this is the same sheet over here that you have to be besimcha der Birkas Kohanim. In Chutzlaretz, there is no simcha, and therefore the Ramah paskins alach lamais like this in Sif Mem Dalet. V'yesh omrim de'eino nosei kavah. Sorry, we read that already. That's right, the single person. Then he brings on like this. Nagu b'chol midenos elu. Right at the end of the page, he says, Nagu b'chol midenos elu she'ein nosim kapayim el b'yantif. The minhag is only to do Nesias Kapayim and Yontif, Mishum Sha'az Shurim B'Simchas Yontif. Because there, then, we are Shuri B'Simchas Yontif, we have Simcha. V'tov Lev, who Yivarech, only someone has Tov Lev, he can make the Brach. Masha'en came B'Shar Yomi, Masha'en came on all other days of the year. Afilu B'Shabbosos Hashana, Shetrudim Herhurim HaMichyosam. Even on Shabbos, they're still worried about their Parnas. V'al Bitl Malachtam, and their Bitl Malacha, V'afilu B'Yontif. And even on Yontif, ain't no sin kapayim al b'tfilas mosav. We only let them do b'nasiyas kapayim and mosav, and not shachris. She yotzim az be'ezadasim. He's sitting yusbichu b'simchas yantav. The show's almost over, and they can go home and have their own yantif. So not only not on Shabbos, not during the yid, even on yantif, we don't do b'nasiyas kapayim and shachris, only a mosav. V'chol shachris u'mosav. She ain't no sin bo kapayim. Omer she'atzibar al kedol kedol v'sein. However, any shachris u'mosav, where there is no b'nasiyas kapayim, Rosh Chodesh, even on Musaf, they don't do Nesias Kapayim. You do still do say Elokeinu Kelav Aseinu. It is Shayach Birkas Kohanim. But they just don't do it because they're not Besimcha. Kedel also Simin Kuvcha Zayin. And the Ramah ends up, V'yama Kippurim, Nosim B'Kapayim, Kamo B'Yantif. Yom Kippur, they do Nesias Kapayim just like a Yantif. V'yesh Mekomash, Nosim B'Kapayim B'Ne'ila. V'yesh Mekomash, Afil B'Shachris. They're different in Hagi when it comes to Yom Kippur. Some do it not only at Musaf. They also do it in Ne'ilah, and some not only do it in Ne'ilah, but they also do it at Shachas, at Tzali Lefi, different Minhagim, obviously over here in Eretz Yisrael, we do it also at Ne'ilah, and also at Shachris, and Chutz La'aretz, I believe they do not do it then. However, there are different Minhagim based on the Ramah over here. So obviously this begs many, many different questions, and little beer over here. What does it mean that they're not, they're treating after the Parnassah in Chutz La'aretz, and Eretz Yisrael here, we don't have to make Parnassah? Yes, there are a lot of Rechim who don't go to work. But however, there are people who do go to work over here, even in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, what does it mean that only in Eretz Yisrael they're trudim v'chiyasim? So, you have to say something. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Kiseitzei, he writes the reason why in Eretz Yisrael they do Birkas Kohanim, even though they're also trudim v'chiyasim here in Eretz Yisrael, she'ein simcha ela b'shivas Eretz Yisrael. Because over here you have the simcha of yeshiva, the mitzvah of yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we are allowed to do. He says, in kemistaber, die in Eretz Yisrael, why even though they're trudim, bedarki achayim, nevertheless, they still can be nosei kapayim. So therefore, that based on that Or HaChaim HaKadosh, there has to be something like that. The here in Eretz Yisrael, there is an intrinsic simcha. Okay, there's an intrinsic simcha. Yes, we don't have as fancy as houses. We don't have as fancy as cars. However, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, living here in Eretz Yisrael, that brings us to the simcha that allows us to do Birkas Kohan. Okay, this Ramah seems a little bit far-fetched. Okay, a little bit far-fetched that we're going to mevatel the mitzvah sasi every single day. And even on Yom Tov at Shachris. In order to what? In order, because we were afraid the Kohanim are not b'simcha. And for that reason, it's a famous story that is brought down by the Netziv. And shoot, Meishiv Dover, if you want the exact Mar Makal, Meishiv Dover Chelik Beis, Simon Kavdalad, the Netziv, quoting his father-in-law, Rav Itzel Mivulashin. Rav Itzel Mivulashin is made that the Gra one time wanted to institute to say Birkas Kohanim, even in Chutz La'aretz. What's going on over here? We're going to do Birkas Kohanim, we're not going to vatel this mitzvah asay. The Gra wanted to institute in Vilna, and at that time, the Gra wanted to institute. That day, there was a big Valdez Machlokas, and the Gra was taken to jail. The Gra was taken to jail the day he wanted to institute Birkas Kohanim. Then Rav Itzel Volozhin says the story doesn't end there. So the next day, his great Talmud, Rav Chaim Volozhin, what happened? He says, my Rebbe wanted to do it, so I'm going to do it. And he instituted. That day, they did Birkas Kohanim, and that day, half of Vilna burnt down. Have a Vilna burnt down, including the Beit Knesset burnt down. And from there, Rav Chaim Volozhin, the Gra said, there obviously is big sodos in Shemayim that it does not want to mashpia of bracha. Here in Chutz La'aretz, at least amongst Ashkenazim, okay? And they don't have Ashkenazic brachas, I guess. And therefore, since then, to my knowledge, there was never tried to do Birkas Kohanim on any basis in Chutz La'aretz again. But you see over here, the greats of the Gra, the Rav Chaim Volozhin, they wanted to try and institute it, but from Shemayim they saw that it was not going to be allowed. There is a very interesting minhag in the Golan. And much of the Golan and Tzfas, they have a minhag that not only they even though they do Birkas Kohanim, they will not like Chutzah, they don't do it at all, but only on Shabbosos they'll also do it, and only at Musaf. They won't do it every day in the Golan. Okay, where did that minhag develop? That's based on basically a pshara between the different minhagim that developed in the Golan. But that is the in Tveria, in most places up north, that is the minhag nowadays. On a daily basis, they will not do Birkas Kohanim, only on Shabbos and at Musaf. So they don't go as far as Chutz La'aretz, but they also do like that in Golan. So I asked once for Marino Rabbeinu of Nevensel, because we used to go to Tzfas for Shabbos. If we are ma'arging our own minhag, Yerushalmiim gum, and they want to make their own minhag, are they allowed to do Birkas Kohanim like regularly at Shachas and Musaf, or should they follow the minhag of the Makom? Rav Nevensel felt if you have a minion that is of people coming from Yerushalayim, they will be allowed to go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim even up north. But if not, if you have a minion with other people, then they should follow the minhag, and the Yerushalmi Kohanim should not go up to the Duchen for Birkas Kohanim. They should follow the minhag HaMakom. Okay? The Shiva always points out, tells the story that Rosh Steinemann, still, whenever he went to Chutz La'aretz, or he still goes to Chutz La'aretz, if he has the koach still to do it. Steinemann, when he goes to Chutz La'aretz, he's makbid what? To daven with the Svardim, in order to get bracha from the Svardim, in order to daven with Birkas Kohanim. Or Shlomo Zalman Orbach does point out that this is only mutter for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. If a Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael, or for that matter, a Kohen of Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz La'aretz and they want to mekayim the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, they have the right to daven with the Svardim. However, a Ben Chutz La'aretz, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, but if Ben Chutz La'aretz, who is in Chutz La'aretz, he should not go ahead and daven with the Svardim in order to get Birkas Kohanim. He should follow the minhag of Bnei Chutz La'aretz, that is, that there is no Birkas Kohanim, and he should go ahead and daven with the Ashkenazim. So that is Halach L'maisa, in terms of Avelus, and in terms of davening in Chutz La'aretz, Birkas Kohanim, and Chutz La'aretz, all underlined under the same umbrella of Birkas Kohanim, has to do with Simcha. How far do we take the Simcha? Okay, the Mechaber doesn't take it as far as the Ramah. The Ramah takes it very far. We see in all three cases of our Avelus, a single person, and by Birkas Kohanim and Chutz La'aretz, it's all one L'shitasam. Ad kan for today.